Shisa V2-405B. Shisa V2-405B has emerged as a landmark in Japanese AI development, representing the most powerful open large language model LLM ever produced in Japan. Built as a fine-tuned Llama 3.1 model with 405 billion parameters, Shisa V2-405B is optimized for bilingual Japanese-English performance, with additional Korean and traditional Chinese capabilities. The model excels in Japanese language tasks, outperforming GPT-4 and GPT-4 Turbo in Japanese and English on the JAMT bench, and matching the latest GPT-4o and DeepSeek V3. While it is not primarily designed for code or advanced reasoning, its proficiency in Japanese is unmatched among open models. A notable aspect of Shisa V2-405B is the transparency and accessibility provided by the developers. Full model weights are released, along with a range of quantized versions, GUFs, and the core Apache 2.0 licensed SFT dataset. The quantization spectrum ranges from lightweight 100 gigas to full precision 402 gigabit variants, allowing for flexible deployment. The development team emphasizes that their dataset, tested from 7B to 405B model sizes, consistently enhances Japanese performance without harming other language capabilities. This release underscores a growing trend. Small, focused teams leveraging open-source foundations can now rival or surpass the achievements of well-funded corporate labs, at least for language-specific domains. The Shisa V2-405B project is both a technical and a community-driven achievement, signaling a new era for regional LLM excellence, open-source memory, and context. The local LLM ecosystem is rapidly evolving, with new tools targeting usability, extensibility, and deeper integration with user workflows. One active area is personal memory systems for LLMs. An open-source project introduces a remote personal memory vault compatible with MCP, Model Context Protocol, clients, including those running local Llama models. This system allows users to instruct the model to remember information, retrieve it later, store documents, and even personalize interactions based on user characteristics. Integrations with note-taking platforms like Obsidian are underway, highlighting the push toward more persistent, agent-like LLMs. Screen awareness, another frontier, is under discussion as users explore how to grant models like Gemma 3 on-device access to screen contents and application states. This capability would let LLMs interact contextually with other programs, potentially automating workflows or providing real-time assistance. Meanwhile, Jan Nano 128K demonstrates advancements in context window size, natively supporting 128,000 tokens without the performance drop-off seen in rope extension hacks like Yarn. This allows deeper document analysis and multi-document synthesis, ideal for research and complex reasoning over large information sets. Full MCP compatibility means the model can slot into modern toolchains, making extended context a practical feature rather than a theoretical one. These developments reflect a shift toward LLMs as persistent, context-aware, and deeply integrated digital assistants, moving beyond one-off Q&A toward sustained, personalized, and workflow-oriented AI. Profiling, chunking, and hardware barriers. Efforts to streamline LLM deployment and performance continue across the ecosystem. The launch of Chunky, an open-source library for advanced chunking, addresses the challenge of dividing large documents into semantically meaningful segments for LLM processing. Effective chunking is critical for retrieval-augmented generation (RAG) and long-context workflows, and Chunky aims to provide robust, modular chunking strategies out of the box. Complementing this, the LLM Inference Requirements Profiler helps users assess the compute, memory, and latency requirements of various LLM deployments. Such profiling tools are essential as models grow in size and complexity, allowing practitioners to match models to hardware and tune deployments for efficiency. Yet hardware support remains a sore spot, particularly for users with AMD GPUs. Reports highlight that Olama and anything LLM on Windows 11 are not utilizing AM Radeon RX 6600 GPUs for LLM inference, despite sufficient VRAM and updated drivers. As a result, inference falls back to CPU, causing severe slowdowns. This underscores a broader issue. Much of the LLM acceleration ecosystem is optimized for NVIDIA CUDA, leaving AMD and other hardware users underserved. Until broader support materializes, such as robust RYAM support on Windows, end users with non-NVIDIA cards face significant friction. The interplay of software tools, profiling, and hardware compatibility will determine how accessible and performant local LLM deployments become, especially as open models continue to push state-of-the-art capabilities. Advances in multimodal and reasoning LLMs. Multimodal and reasoning-focused LLMs are advancing rapidly, as seen in the latest releases and research. KimiVLA3B Thinking 2506 stands out for its improved accuracy on multimodal reasoning benchmarks, including MathVision, MathVista, and MMMU, while reducing the thinking length, the number of tokens required to achieve a solution, by 20% on average. The model now matches or surpasses leading open-source and proprietary models on tasks spanning image, video, and high-resolution screen understanding, with support for up to 3.2 million pixels per image and strong performance on video reasoning tasks. On the reasoning front, the Polaris project introduces a post-training reinforcement learning RL recipe designed to scale and refine reasoning abilities in LLMs. Polaris analyzes the difficulty distribution of training data, uses diversity-based rollout strategies, and incorporates inference time length extrapolation for longer chains of thought, COAT. This train short, generate long paradigm enables efficient training while allowing the model to think more extensively at inference. Benchmark results indicate that RL-optimized models using the Polaris method can surpass top commercial systems like Claude 4 Opus and Grok 3 Beta on challenging reasoning tasks. Skywork QE32B, a code agent model tailored for software engineering tasks, demonstrates the impact of data scaling laws in LLMs. With 38% pass at one accuracy on the S.WE Bench verified benchmark, further rising to 47% with test time scaling, it outperforms previous open source models of similar size. The project also introduces an automated pipeline for collecting high quality, executable software engineering data, reinforcing the importance of targeted data curation for specialized LLM performance. Together, these developments highlight a clear trend: focused model architectures, better RL-based fine-tuning, and high-quality domain-specific datasets are driving sharp improvements in both multimodal perception and complex reasoning. Engineering, data, and code ecosystem innovations. The software engineering and data tooling landscape continues to adapt to the needs of AI-driven workflows. The EnloMan JSON library remains a staple for C++ developers, offering intuitive syntax, single-header integration, and rigorous testing, including 100% code coverage and continuous fuzzing via Google OSS Fuzz. While not the most memory efficient, its focus on usability and reliability has made it a go-to choice for JSON parsing and serialization in both hobby and production code bases. Marimo, a reactive Python notebook, represents a new generation of data science tools. Unlike traditional Jupyter notebooks, Marimo is fully reactive. Running a cell automatically updates all dependent cells, ensuring consistency. Notebooks are stored as pure Python files, making them Git-friendly and executable as scripts or deployable apps. Built-in AI cell generation, support for SQL, and robust package management make Marimo a strong candidate for modern, reproducible, and collaborative data work. On the prompt engineering front, practitioners are internalizing lessons from OpenAI's GPT 4.1 Prompt Engineering Cookbook, a community-derived Python coding template inspired by these best practices. Structures prompts to elicit production-quality code from LLMs, emphasizing modularity, clear documentation, and adherence to style guides. Such templates are practical tools for reducing prompt variability and increasing code reliability in real-world deployments. The synergy between robust data tools, reproducible workflows, and prompt design is becoming central to the next wave of AI-augmented software engineering. Synthetic data, value and limitations. The use of synthetic data to improve LLMs and code models remains an area of both promise and debate. A key question arises: if a model generates synthetic data, how does that data help improve the model, especially in cases where the model already performs well on the targeted tasks? As highlighted in discussions around Gretel AI's text-to-Python datasets, synthetic data is often touted for enhancing data quality and availability. However, if the synthetic samples do not introduce new complexity or target model weaknesses, their utility may be limited to tasks like privacy preservation or filling in intermediate logic steps. The consensus among practitioners is that synthetic data is most valuable when it augments real data in underrepresented or challenging areas, especially where the model's current performance is weak. Blindly recycling model outputs can risk reinforcing existing biases or overfitting to the model's prior knowledge. This skepticism is well-founded. Synthetic data should be used strategically, not as a panacea. AI in the enterprise. Regret and recalibration. Enterprise adoption of AI is facing a stark reality check. According to OrgView Research, 55% of companies that replaced humans with AI now regret the decision, marking the largest documented strategic reversal in corporate AI adoption. These regrets stem from service gaps, brand damage, and expensive rehiring costs, outcomes that validate the argument for human-AI collaboration rather than wholesale replacement. The Duolingo case, previously analyzed as an AI-first misstep, finds resonance in this broader trend. The solution, as outlined by both research and practitioners, is a partnership-based approach, augmenting the workforce with AI rather than attempting to replace it outright. Organizations that implement collaborative frameworks are avoiding costly mistakes and achieving more sustainable gains. This market correction is a sobering reminder that technological optimism must be tempered with operational reality. The real competitive advantage lies in integrating AI as an enhancer of human capability, not a substitute. AI startups, Builder.ai's fall in industry lessons. The AI startup sector is not immune to the challenges of hype, execution, and financial stewardship. Builder.ai, once a Microsoft-backed unicorn valued at over $1 billion, has entered insolvency proceedings after failing to recover from past financial mismanagement and leadership instability. Despite raising over $450 million and promising a largely automated app development platform, Builder.ai reportedly relied heavily on human engineers behind the scenes, a mismatch between marketing and reality. Sales inflation allegations, frequent leadership changes, and a 25% revenue estimate cut for H2 2024 all pointed to deeper issues. The company's trajectory underscores a recurring theme in AI. Claims of automation and scalability must be matched by technical and operational substance. The collapse of Builder.ai is a cautionary tale for both investors and founders, reinforcing the need for transparency, realistic product roadmaps, and strong governance in AI ventures. Sex crypto embedded and tooling innovations. Outside the LLM mainstream, specialized software and tooling continue to advance. The WireGuard Vanity Key Generator offers a streamlined, multi-core approach to generating public keys with desired prefixes, a niche but practical tool for privacy-focused network admins. Features like regex searching, probability estimates, and runtime calculations make it both efficient and user-friendly. Zeptaforth, a fourth implementation for ARM Cortex-M microcontrollers, brings preemptive multitasking, RTOS features, and extensive intertask communication primitives to embedded developers. Its modularity and immediate flash compilation cater to resource-constrained environments, enabling robust concurrency and messaging on inexpensive hardware. Finally, ThinkChain, a Python project, showcases advanced tool orchestration with Claude streaming interface and MCP integration. Features like interleaved thinking, fine-grained tool streaming, and dynamic tool discovery highlight the growing sophistication of AI agent frameworks that blend local and cloud-based capabilities. These innovations, while outside the LLM headline cycle, illustrate the diversity and depth of ongoing progress in security, embedded systems, and AI tooling. Mathematics research, zeta zeros and rational points. In mathematical research, two noteworthy preprints push the boundaries of number theory. One paper claims that almost all zeros of the Riemann zeta function are on the critical line, using a blend of mollifiers, functional equations, and Selberg approximation theory. While the Riemann hypothesis remains unresolved, incremental advances like these refine the landscape and may offer new tools for future breakthroughs. A second paper examines hyperelliptic Jacobians, proving that for a density 1 subset, these objects have no non-trivial rational points of small height. The result leverages reduction theory and the structure of self-adjoint matrices, contributing to our understanding of rational points on curves, a foundational topic in arithmetic geometry. These works demonstrate that even as AI and engineering dominate headlines, mathematical discovery continues at a steady, rigorous pace, providing both challenges and inspiration for computational and theoretical communities alike.